News Radio KMAN, it's 10 minutes before 10. Third Thursday means Chamber of Commerce from Manhattan joining us, and we have both Janet Nichols still online here, but we're going to be pushing our efforts. We're going to spin over to Darren Soldan now. So this whole pivot word, I must have missed out on that ship. Is that something, Darren, that's just, you know, an inside thing, or is that just everybody?
Well, I've just been involved in a couple conversations recently. We've talked about how the word pivot and new normal get used rather prolifically in our current current environment.
And so we all have new words, don't we?
We look forward to a day where pivot and new normal are not such a part of our vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is, what
can
are
I
we,
say,
9 months?
I'm in these troubling times, anyway.
Well, there's these difficult times, these challenging moments. All of these phrases that refer to the current situation that we're in and striving to get through while remaining and retaining our sanity. All right, Darren. So much for the public service announcement here on mental health. let's talk a bit about a little bit more about you know, shopping local, and you know, we've got some great examples here of local businesses. And you, we talked about the Shop Local Saturday, which has been going on for some time. I still have my red long sleeve T-shirt that I got from you guys here 7-8 years ago or so. It still fits. That's a bonus. And, you know, this is just something that here, it's more and more important to support local businesses and people.
It is. I'm glad your shirt fits because mine doesn't. It must be the humidity in the closet where it resides.
Do not use hot water.
There you go. It is, you know, it's just an incredibly important time of year. And especially with the nature of, you know, if you look at the larger, picture and talk about vaccines and timelines and everything else. Obviously, we have a lot of businesses that have been significantly impacted, have had to pivot, as we mentioned, and have had to change the way that they do business. There's also a component here as we work through the holidays of holding on until we get to something that more closely resembles how things were prior to the pandemic. So whatever that looks like, once there's a vaccine in play and hopefully by some point next year where people are able to be a little bit more active and obviously we'll still have measures in place from a health standpoint that we're going to have to be very diligent on. But I think that's an important thing to just remember this holiday season. Again, as Charlotte and I both mentioned, we've got a lot of folks out there that are going above and beyond to provide safe and welcoming places to shop, places to do business. And we're not just talking retail, we're talking across the board. I mean, again, I mentioned restaurants, hotels, banks, service businesses. I mean, people that just, anyone that deals with people coming into their place of business and is having to take those extra steps, those don't always come cheaply and they don't come without a significant amount of additional work. And so please keep that in mind as you're out and about and do your part this holiday season, but also frequent those local businesses because they're finding ways to deliver products and services in the course of this pandemic, and that's not something to be taken lightly.
Have you been hearing from some of the retail establishments in the community about, you know, how things are looking for gift giving and you know, I know it's taken on a different slant in 2020. We all know that, but what to anticipate from local retailers?
Yeah, we've heard a little bit of everything, to be honest. I mean, I know there's folks that have had, you know, tough months of March, April, May that have seen things rebound and are doing pretty well. We've seen others that have really had the legs cut out from some of their revenue streams due to COVID and anticipate that to be the case through the holidays. So, you know, I'd probably be doing the breadth of experiences that are taking place with our retailers a disservice by trying to pin that down to a specific a specific guess, but I think, again, it's just that everyone's dealing with it a little bit differently. I do think that people are optimistic about if we can get, you know, as we move into the holidays, one of the reasons why so many folks have begun some of their efforts earlier this year to stay top of mind and stay in front of local consumers I hope that, you know, Janet alluded to the fact that we've got a significant number of folks at Fort Riley that are here right now, and many of them that are unfortunately going to be limited in some of their travel around the holidays to go back and see family or go home or otherwise. I think that as far as number of people in the community and the surrounding area, there's probably as many as we've had, minus obviously a segment of K-State students. So, you know, I think overall the mindset there is one of optimism, but again, people understand that the efforts that have to be made to capture business right now across the board in any type of locally owned retail or service business is much more significant than it has been at times in the past. And so, you know, that's a long-winded way of saying that I think people are cautiously optimistic, but the reality is it's going to take our entire community and everybody to pitch in and be part of that effort. And so keep that in mind as you're shopping this holiday season. And again, we've got, you know, I haven't really gotten into it much today, but I think looking to the future, you know, from a community development standpoint, from an economic development standpoint, you know, we've got some really quality things going, whether it be from the chamber's end. You know, we're really focusing on some key areas related to job growth and talent attraction and retention in the future. You know, we just heard a presentation this morning at a chamber program from some of the folks at K-State whose job it is to drive enrollment numbers. And I think they were making some really good progress pre-COVID and hopefully can pick back up on that to fill that funnel. We're doing the same thing from an economic development standpoint when it comes to trying to attract businesses and attract talent to the community. The election here in the last couple of weeks passed, the city's half-cent sales tax initiative passed, and there I think that opens up some future potential for continuation and completion of some of the large infrastructure projects in the community, as well as filling the toolbox a little bit when it comes to future economic development efforts, and definitely don't want to overlook the fact that there was a component of that half cent that is designated for workforce housing. And housing is something we hear over and over and over again. And so appropriate housing for our community and housing that supports our workforce and talent needs is something that's incredibly important. So we look forward to that being a priority going forward. And so across the board there, I think as much as right now is a challenge, I look forward to the future. And I think we've got a great team in place across the board and a good strategy that is in place and is being worked down in the trenches right now. And we'll have some good days ahead here in the Manhattan region.
All right. We have about a minute left. Darren, in a nutshell, do you have any data that indicates what the economic impact has been to not have K-State sports?
You know, that's probably a better question for Karen Hibbert and CBB, but I know she shared some numbers in a meeting I was at with her on a call here within the last few days. I mean, the hotel, obviously hotels and restaurants are probably taking the brunt of that right now, and we continue to be down year over year reasonably significantly on the hotel end of things. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now, but I can assure you that it's not insignificant.
Yeah.
Talking to our hoteliers there. They're feeling the pinch there. So
yep.
Yeah, that's a big piece of our local economy.
Darren Soldan, thank you so much for joining us. Janet Nichols, always a delight to have you on the air. Thank you for being a part of our show today. And we also thank Sharda Meisenheimer for joining us here on K-Man's In Focus with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We visit with chamber officials here on the third Thursday of every month, and maybe Jason will be back next month. I'm Dave Lewis. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tomorrow we got several guests that will be joining us here, including some animal shelter things and extension and more. CBS News is next, then Clark Howard.